Hi, this is Doug Eberhardt from the Other Place podcast, a bi-weekly actual play filled with mystery and swashbuckling adventure in a world plagued by the restless dead. Right now, you're listening to Redemption.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system, with Chris Berlew as the GM, and also the droids 1-1-D-4 and R-3-A-1.
This crew's success is wrapped up within its dysfunctionality.
Andy Fox as the Botha negotiator, Quinth.
Did he just say wink?
Kaylee Jung as the Twi'lek Jedi Knight, Corell.
Did you contract with people for money to do services?
May Coker as the Zeltron enforcer, Zahn.
My candies!
And Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot, Tazi.
I'm kind of partial to my kneecaps, so.
Episode 603, Bargaining. Bringing their passengers, Quinth and Zahn, to their meeting in the Outer Rim gave the crew 3 weeks in hyperspace to deal with some of their issues. Or in Corell's case, not deal with them. Still, as they attend this shady meeting on a backwater planet, what sort of job is the crew involved in?
I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, we were all hoping you would talk about how you're feeling and what you're going through. But if you're not ready, that's fine.
I'm fine. There's nothing wrong here. Got work to do.
Okay. A1 slowly turns, starts rolling out, then turns his dome back and looks at Corell, and just pauses for a few minutes.
And Corell just kind of turns back to the front and is staring out into hyperspace.
A1 rolls back to the common room, where I'm assuming he finds a passed-out Tazi.
Yep. Tazi is lightly snoring, face on the table, hands still on his glass.
Zahn reaches over and takes that glass.
Mine.
Take a good nap. You'll feel better in a little bit.
Is the why.
This one's a piece of work.
He's really, not doing so great with this Isla lady.
No, and we're not going to know the real story. We're only going to know it from his point of view, so. I mean, I do my best to not make judgments, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, knowledge is always good.
D4 looks at you two.
This crew's success is wrapped up within its dysfunctionality.
They've must had a lot of success.
I think you're mistaken. Most crews do better if they function better.
This crew functions in a manner that most would consider dysfunctional, but somehow it works together.
Most people I know who believe that don't actually have very profitable crews.
Profit does not seem to be the key motivation for this crew.
What is their key motivation, then?
I believe the answer the captain would give is family.
Oh.
And A1 rolls over, and he reaches up and kind of turns Tazi's head slightly to the side so he's not face down on the table. And if he had hair, he'd be smoothing it away from his head. But currently he's just lightly rubbing the bald head.
They're very close.
Lower.
I was going to say something about I appreciate family, and now I'm like, and maybe we're going to leave.
It's going to be an interesting trip the rest of the way.
Are you guys leaving the common room?
If A1 has Tazi, yes.
As you leave, D4 just responds to Zahn's statement.
Interesting is the way I would describe everything this crew does. There's never a dull moment.
That must be very stressful.
Quite on the contrary, it is rather uplifting. When one has stuck in a lab for years doing the same things, having a change of pace is invigorating.
Yes, D4, what kind of lab?
Oh, That is a long conversation. Perhaps we should have that in the back. I can show you my work lab. It is not quite as strong as it was when I worked for Darth Plagueis, but I'm working on it.
And then it fades out as he walks towards the back. Is there anything else you guys want to do on the trip to Dressel?
I will say a few days later, a few days after the get-together in the common room, Tazi goes back to get a drink from that bar, and he finds most of the bottles have likely been emptied to two-thirds. Or there's like one-third left in almost all the bottles.
They're not empty.
All right, then we cut over to a shot of the ship coming out of hyperspace over Dressel. Dressel is a nice planet that has several different climates and ecosystems as it rotates in a similar axis to our actual Earth. Quinth, you were actually given coordinates from Mr. Johnson as to where to find C-Day. You gave those to Tazi or A1 or Corel, I'm assuming?
Yes.
And they head down. Tazi, as you're following the coordinates, you see that you're headed towards a small abandoned mining town in the mountains.
Okay.
And you land on a small landing platform. It's not too tough of a landing, but you have to actually pay attention so you don't run into things.
As opposed to my normal landings where I close my eyes and just slap the button.
Yep. When you guys land and you pop open the landing ramp, you're greeted by five Weequay. The one in the middle smiles. My name is Harpe. How may I assist you?
Hello. We are looking for one of your number named C-Day Amor.
Very well. Follow me.
Thank you.
Does everybody have everything they need? Because I'm going to lock up here.
Yeah, I'm good.
Quinth has the briefcase.
You notice Corel is wearing her blaster, but her lightsaber is tucked into that hidden compartment at the back of her belt.
Got it. All right, D4, do you mind watching the ship? And Tazi, like, talks over his shoulder back into the ship. D4, watch the ship for us.
As you say that to D4, you notice his bottom left hand, he'd actually opened the palm up and there was a blaster barrel that was out. And in his bottom right hand, he had a vibro knife that he had popped out. And he just slowly brings them back in.
Very well, Captain.
No, you know what? It's fine. You can come along this time. D4, A1. Well, A1, you were coming along anyway. But D4, come along. The ship will be fine by itself. Nobody's going to mess with it. And we've got security sensors on it. It's fine.
D4 actually perks up.
Very well.
How exciting.
I just hope we don't have to break any kneecaps.
They're not important for some folks.
I know, right?
Some folks don't even have them.
Yeah, they're one of my favorite things to break.
Fragile thing.
I'm kind of partial to my kneecaps, so...
Oh, well, not yours, obviously.
We'll try to keep yours.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm kind of partial to them. I mean, they kind of perform a function for me.
I mean, yes, true. They do for everyone.
The main gentleman who's been talking to you, he starts leading you down the other four. They form a little perimeter around you guys, and they lead you to what was once a very nice large house here in town. And
the house is like kind of decrepit now, broken down?
It still looks nice. It's just dusty and dirty and hasn't been used in a while. You're told, wait here.
Huh.
And may I ask who has come here to talk to Mr. C-Day?
It's Zahn and Quinty.
Quinth, thank you.
Very well.
Zahn nods.
He goes in, and after...
While he's gone, Tazi pulls a flask out of his flight suit and takes a nip and then kind of looks at Zahn. And...
Zahn pulls her own little flask out with a very familiar color of some of Tazi's liquor, takes a nip, holds it up.
Does it look like a suicide drink? Like it's all the liquors mixed together in one?
Yeah, like when you go to the pizza shop and you just like fill.
Okay. I can smell that from here.
She grins.
Tazi reaches down to grab your flask and takes a hit of that.
That burns.
Yep. Yep.
Wakes you up. Ugh. Put hair on your chest. Maybe your head.
Okay.
He comes out after, like I said, several minutes. Mr. C-Day will see you. And he points over to the side where one of the other gentlemen has been escorting you opens up a little crate. You'll have to leave your weapons here.
All right. That's not a problem.
Corel will walk over and surrender her blaster.
Quinth will very easily surrender her blaster.
Tazi will... Try to do a fancy spin of his blasters out of his holsters. Kind of like spin them up so the handles are facing out.
Okay.
Zahn walks over and tosses in her punch dagger.
D4 just holds all forearms up and then just walks past. He doesn't look like he's holding anything. A1 looks at Tazi, then looks at them and rolls over and actually drops his holdout blaster in there.
Oh.
Then he looks at Tazi and says, we're going to get that back, right?
Yeah, buddy. This is just we're just leaving them here for safekeeping for them. It's part of the deal.
Okay.
Right? It's very important that we don't have any weapons. Wink.
Got it.
Did he just say wink?
I think he did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wink.
Did you just say wink?
What?
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
All right. Whatever your name was, let's go.
All right. You go into the main foyer. They lead you into an office off to the side, and you see a Weequay sitting in the back. You see him sitting behind a desk. Around him, there's six other Weequay there. And just as you guys step in the office, you notice on the right, there's actually a fairly large Trandoshan standing there, and he's smiling, and he's got his arms crossed. And as soon as you walk in, you see a gentleman, again, sitting behind the desk. Oh, friends, come in. How may I help you?
Quinth will walk up.
Zahn walks up behind you and waves and grins.
Curl just stands behind them quietly to the right, but so she has line of sight on everything.
And Tazi stands kind of opposite Corell, leaning against a wall, hands in the flight suit pockets.
Ah, C-Day. It's good to see you. I assume you know who sent us.
Oh, I'm assuming you work for one of my other friends. What can I do for you? I have so many friends.
Of course you do. Quinth will toss the briefcase to Zahn and come forward and smile and say, I'm not sure she's one of your friends anymore. Do we need to talk about this? And I think I'm going to go with a coercion. Okay. Yes.
It's against his discipline. Okay. Two purple. Throw in a black die just because it's kind of intimidating with this big, burly Trandoshan standing there with his arms crossed looking intimidating. You might be a little nervous.
Ha, I can remove a black dice.
Fair enough.
4 successes and 1 triumph.
Okay. What would you like the triumph to be?
Can I have Zahn hit the desk and break it?
That could be a code between you and Zahn, that Zahn is supposed to hit something.
Right. That is the code for Zahn to pass the briefcase back to me and then smash the desk.
Okay. So everybody in the room kind of stares at Quinth as you threatening C-Day, and he kind of goes from smiling to a slight frown, and everybody, you can feel the tension just kind of build in the room as they stare at the two of you as this briefcase lands on the desk. And Zahn, you've been given the cue to hit something. So what are you going to hit, Zahn?
So I walk up towards Quinthy, and I hand her the case back, and I take a couple steps closer towards the desk.
I'm going to flip over a dark side point at that point. As you step towards the desk, the Trandoshan walks with you, and you feel a hand on your shoulder.
As I feel that hand come down, I make a fist with my right hand. I pull it back as fast as I can, and I spin and punch the Trandoshan in the chest.
Perfect. Roll. Your difficulty is only 2 purple. He's got a defensive 1, so it's 2 purple and a black. He has not acted this round, so you get to form your dice pool on all of that.
3 successes, okay. 2 advantages.
What is your damage? I don't remember what your base damage is.
11.
So he takes 14 wounds right off the bat.
So I'll spin around, punch him in the chest, kick in the concussiveness.
Okay. The Trandoshan falls down, holding onto his chest, trying to breathe.
Quinth smiles. I'm the brains. She is the brawn. Which one would you like to deal with?
Currently, there's now everybody else in the room, except for C-Day, has pulled up blaster pistols and they're pointing them at you. And C-Day smiles and just looks at Quinth. Ah, I was wondering when she would send somebody. I know that we did not do so good on our last mission, but we can still be friends, right?
That depends on what you say next. How are you going to make it up to her?
Friends, how about we do this? And he motions to everybody to put their blasters down. And they slowly put them down, but don't holster them.
Mm-hmm.
I am assuming that in the briefcase was supposed to be our payment for our last mission.
Perhaps.
How about my new friends? And he's pointing at you guys. Keep that. And you tell Gardula I will do the next 2 missions for free.
2?
Yes, 2. That sounds fair. And you can tell he's visibly nervous because his main bodyguard just got punched once and is on the ground sucking wind.
Five.
He puts his hands on his chest. How am I supposed to survive? I have all these mouths to feed. Three.
Four.
Three, half price on the other one.
All right. Quinth will put out her hand to shake.
He slowly puts his hand out and shakes your hand. He's staring right at Zahn, though. Very obvious he doesn't want to get punched like that.
And Quinn just has the sweetest little smile on her face.
Is there anything else? Or shall we celebrate our new friendship?
I like celebrating.
Oh, Zahn.
Sorry. You told me to... Okay.
Quinth will look back towards Tazi and Corel. Should we celebrate with our new friends?
Tazi puts his hand up and he's like, I think I'm good on celebrating for right now. Maybe just one drink.
I think that's fair. One drink.
Excellent, excellent. Come. And he leads you guys into a large dining room in this house.
Tazi starts to follow, but then looks back at Corel.
Corel shrugs and is going to follow, but will just stand by the door in the next room and doesn't partake. Somebody's got to stay conscious.
You guys go over and friends. And he comes out with a platter that has a fancy looking decanter and enough glasses for everybody and starts pouring drinks for everybody. Please, please drink. Let's celebrate our new friendship. And he starts drinking and he's handing drinks out to his friends, associates, we'll call them, who hold the glasses but don't really drink.
Same.
Oh, Tazi will drink.
And as you guys are drinking, D4 leans over to Tazi.
Captain, are these our new friends?
Keep that injectable handy from earlier.
Which one, Captain? I brought 23 of them with me.
Keep them all ready to go.
Very well. And the Trandoshan? He is glaring at Zahn.
Zahn appears to be able to take care of herself. So we just need to make sure they're safe, and they seem to be able to take care of themselves. So I'm going to have a drink here, and then I think we're probably all going to go back to the ship. So this went a lot smoother than normally these things go for us, D4.
I understand. That is why I'm being cautious, Captain.
Good. Continue to be cautious.
And you watch as D4 walks around the room and finds a wall, and then very stealthily creeps along the wall till he's positioned behind the Trandoshan, and he's just standing there, waiting. What do the rest of you guys do during the celebration of new friends?
As I said, Corel's just standing near the entrance and keeping an eye on the room. She's got her arms crossed over her chest.
Quinth is doing her best to draw information out of people without them realizing it. So talking fast, being charming, pretending to drink, all that good stuff.
You basically find out that most of C-Day's crew don't really... They're doing it just for the money. They don't believe in him.
Sure.
They see him as a fast talker who eventually will meet his own end. He's going to talk himself into a corner and not be able to get out.
Oh, yes.
Tazi downs his drink and puts the glass on the nearest table, or if there are people walking around with drinks, he puts it on the tray that they're taking drinks away, and takes a similar position to Krell, like steps back, just surveys the crowd, just looking for trouble.
She's walking around, but she's looking for where the bottle of liquor is. She's going to try to go grab that to take it back to Tazi.
It's in the middle of the table. No problem.
She just picks it up, takes it with her. Kinds of feels a little bit bad about that liquor thing earlier.
All right. It's not the best liquor, but it's also not turpentine. Somewhere in between. Basically, there's a montage of C-Day trying to convince you guys to work with him, and he tries to fast talk, and Quint tries to fast talk him back, and eventually I would feel like the two of you would just come to a decision that you both can't fast talk each other. Zahn and Tazi drink. Corel stares at everybody. D4 waits to stab the Trandoshan, but never gets the signal. A1 makes sure Tazi and Zahn don't get too drunk and start falling over or anything. And then we go back onto the ship.
That was wonderful.
It's been a while.
Good job, Zahn.
I did what you said, and I didn't talk too much or drink too much.
You did amazing. And Quinth will toss the briefcase to Tazi.
Tazi is not expecting it, and it just square hits him in the chest.
I apologize. I thought you were ready.
Can you warn me next time?
Open it.
Tazi will kneel down and pop the case.
There's 25,000 credits in it.
Next time you do a drop-off job for someone, wait for payment.
Okay. I like this. This is good.
That's your payment for this job. Mr. Johnson paid you the other half of the original job.
Yeah. So this is, okay, well,
Tazi, looks it over, closes the case back up.
That's fantastic. A1, would you mind taking this for safekeeping?
Sure.
If you're interested, our employer has many more jobs for you to do.
A1 looks at Tazi. This is the most we've ever been paid for a job.
And Tazi kind of makes a motion with his hand like he's trying to cut A1 off.
I mean,
I'm trying to motion to stop talking.
This week. The most we've been paid this week. Anyways, and he rolls to the back quickly, realizing he screwed up.
This is a decent arrangement. Certainly I'm happy with the payment we received, Corell. Is there anything, any issues you've had with this job so far? Do you think we could do more work with this group, maybe?
I think we need to talk about this in private.
I think, you know what, you're right. This is something we should have a conversation about. So we'll talk. Once you make yourselves comfortable, we got obviously a long trip back. We'll make sure we get the ship restocked before we hit the space lanes again, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Let's do that.
All right. So, Quint, you and Zahn, make yourselves comfortable. Relax, enjoy all of the amenities the ship has to offer, and we'll. I'm gonna go talk to Corell. We're gonna make some arrangements for our ship's supplies and refueling. So
yes,
we'll do that.
Uh-huh.
You guys, just relax.
Yeah.
Good job in there, by the way.
You too. Yeah.
We've been doing things together for quite a long time.
No. Zahn packs quite a punch there.
What you did there.
That wasn't meant to be a pun, but it was kind of a pun.
Indeed.
Finger guns.
What are finger guns?
This. And she does finger guns again.
Finger blasters.
Oh, finger blasters. Finger blasters. Okay, got it. I got it.
And she winks at you.
Tazi and Corell head off.
As they walk away, Quint will just pat Zahn on the shoulder and say, "Very good, and maybe we've got a couple new recruits for Gardula the Hutt's team."
Oh, that would be pretty cool. I like making new friends, and it's been a while since we've had any.
Well, yes, we haven't exactly been on our own free will for quite a long time, so we do what we need to.
Yeah.
So Quint will, again, unbutton her sleeve, roll it up, and poke at the buttons on her bracer.
All right, you see a little holographic image of the Chadra fan that you know as Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
Good news. Amor's going to do the next 3 for free and the 4th half price.
Excellent. He got our message.
Yes, he did. He got the message very clear. And the ship that you paired us with seems to be in need of credits, so they may be a good addition to the crew.
Interesting you mention that, because you will now be in need of credits. Goodbye.
And the image drops, and you hear a click, and the bracer falls off your arm. And Zahn, you feel the same thing.
My candies! They all fall out.
Are Tazi and Corell going to the cockpit, or are they going to the engineering area?
I'd figure probably the cockpit.
Okay, and the camera cuts over to Tazi and Corell. Where are you guys?
Tazi follows Corell into the cockpit.
And once Tazi comes in, Corell shuts the door behind him.
That was a lot of money to do almost nothing.
That's true. It seemed to go very well for you.
Did they say, wait, for me?
I'm sorry. It seemed to go very well.
I heard them say, Gardula, though. That's the Hutt, right?
Yes, that is. Hutt. It's one of the Hutt crime lords, yes.
Okay, so maybe we don't continue taking advantage of this. The Hutt's dealing some pretty unsavory things, as we well know. I certainly don't want to get pulled into that. I don't think you do either. I don't want us to get pulled into that.
Oh, no. There's no way.
Okay, then this is a one-time gig. We don't work with them again. We don't work for them again. We take them back. We drop them off, and we just made the payment we made. Made the payment. The money we got. We got the credits we got.
Yes. Are we?
Are you good with that?
Are we splitting it or what?
Why?
Actually, that's an out of character question too, because like the credits we got for the job we didn't know we did. So, or is that no? I guess we have 50,000 credits. We have to figure out how to split, right? Because we didn't even talk about the first 25,000.
The way we did the credit splits before, you know, the forever ago, right, was that each crew member got an equal share, technically, and then we had a fund for the ship.
Okay. But I don't think Carell knew about the original 25,000, right?
Correct.
Okay. And Tazi did get paid that 25,000, right?
We got paid the full amount.
Correct.
By Johnson.
Okay. So Carell doesn't know about this. She only knows about the suitcase full of cash, which she doesn't
The suitcase we just got.
Right. And she doesn't even know how much that is. Okay. That's what I wanted to know. All right.
Sorry. Okay, so then counting the other job we did, then this is, so it'd be 50,000 credits total, but the money we got now and then the money that Johnson finished paying for the last job, so.
Okay.
Then we're done.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty lucrative. Are you sure you're okay with that?
Yeah, I mean,
that's a third of the cost of this ship.
No, I know, and we can certainly use that money to put some upgrades in and what have you, but I mean, I don't really feel great about working for Hutz, to be fair.
I wouldn't think of any less of you if you did.
No, I mean, I like, don't get me wrong, I like easy credits, and this was pretty easy credits. I basically, we did a drop-off, we escorted them, and we came back. We didn't really have to do anything. But I feel like something's not right. I don't like something. I like, Zahn's pretty great. Quint, I mean, I wouldn't mind working with them again if they weren't doing work for the Hutts. But, maybe it's just best if we part ways, you know.
No, I agree.
All right. I just want to be, because this isn't. This is our thing, right? This is you and me. This isn't my thing.
What thing do you mean?
You have an equal say in what we do here.
Well, yeah, and you've been very kind about allowing me to run us around on Jedi business. So if you have a chance to make money, I'm not going to say no to you.
I mean, I know. I just. I don't want you to feel like I'm dragging you into something you don't want to be a part of. And again, on the flip side, I am not sure I want to be a part of this. Maybe I was hoping we could do some just legitimate work. I mean, this certainly may be legitimate. I don't know anything about what they're doing, but that felt kind of like a shady deal from where I was standing.
It was a shakedown of some kind, yes.
And I'm not sure. That's stuff, I didn't like feeling like we were being used by the Separatists, and I certainly don't want to feel like we're being used by the Hutts, especially given that they're the Hutts. So let's maybe part ways. We'll drop them back off at Coruscant. We'll wave, help them get their stuff off the ship, and we'll find some legitimate work. How about that?
Yeah, that's fine, Tazi.
The Jedi don't have anything else for us right now?
I'd have to check once we get closer, but not right now.
Okay.
By the way, Tazi, make a easy perception check.
Sure.
We didn't touch on this on the way here, so I just wanted to see if you noticed something here.
Okay. What? Just one?
Yeah, purple. It's easy.
All right. Oh, yeah, there's a... Two successes.
Okay. You notice that Carell's sitting in the chair she's been sitting in for the past 3.5 weeks. And yeah. It kind of sinks in that there's a pillow and a blanket now. And thinking back, she's been sleeping up here too.
All right, so we'll
do you want we'll me go. To tell them, or do you, I mean, we can just take them back and drop them off and say, you know, thanks, goodbye.
Well, I mean, technically our contract with them is that we get them back safe and then we're done.
Right.
Like, so we just got payment. They just paid us. So we finish the job and then we call it square.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I don't know how you feel about them, but I mean, we could just tell them that it, you know, because it sounds like they might want us to, you know, make this to be reoccurring. We can just say, we'll think about it. And when we drop them off, just say, you know, no thanks.
No, I think that's fine. Yeah. We don't need to breach that topic. Or don't need to.
Yeah. We can let that happen when it happens, you know, towards the end.
Yep. Let's, they seem to be in a good mood. Their mission's a success. Let's just let the good times roll. Right.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go let them know that we're getting ready to take off.
Okay.
If you don't mind making arrangements with the port, let's see if we can get a quick refuel.
Yeah, it's already in process. They should be done in about an hour and a half.
I should have known that you were already on it. Just to say,
do you want me to plot the course too?
I mean, yeah, feel free to plot the course back. Sorry. If you do, you know that seat reclines, right?
Yeah.
A little.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. Doesn't go flat, but it reclines, and you know, it's easier to sleep up here than.
Oh yeah, it's not bad.
All right. Just you know, I like to sleep up here too sometimes. So just, you know.
Can you repeat that? You broke up on my end. I'm having latency problems for some reason.
I like to sleep up here too on occasion, so just I'll try not to keep you awake. I snore a little.
No, I haven't noticed.
Okay.
A blatant lie, by the way, that just sails right by.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Well, considering she's teased you about your snoring constantly.
Yeah. No, it's good. You're fine. Do you wanna maybe when we get back to Coruscant, we can maybe spend some of these credits to fix up parts of the ship, or, you know, maybe, you know, do some redecorating in some of the quarters.
Things are fine. We'll work it out.
All right. I'll go let them know we're getting ready to take off. So.
All right. You know, I'll get everything plotted.
Okay. And Tazi goes to open the cockpit door, and as.
And Azan's standing right there.
I'm picking up my candy.
So Tazi will leave the cockpit, and he closes the door like kind of behind him, and stands at the cockpit door for a second, and like looks back over his shoulder, and then walks down the hall toward the common area.
There was like a split screen, and when the door closes, Carell just kind of leans her head back against the bulkhead with her eyes closed for a minute. And then takes a deep breath, and at the same time Tazi walks away, she just starts typing on her computer.
And the camera cuts over, and we see Tazi walking into the cockpit, where Carell is sitting there by herself.
Hey, it looks like we got to get ready to take off, I guess. We're going to Coruscant, right? We're taking these two back.
Yeah.
It's part of the contract, right? We just got to get them dropped off, and then we're kind of free and clear.
Well, I'm assuming so. You negotiated the contract.
Well, I mean,
we're all fueled up and ready to go.
Negotiate is kind of a, I guess, a strong word.
Well, but did you contract with people for money to do services?
Well, I mean, yeah, I did. I mean, I did that.
And we
got paid.
Okay, well, how much did we get paid?
There's a briefcase here with it seems like a lot of money in it. There's a number of credits.
Did you count it?
I haven't even opened the case yet.
Okay, Tazi, you're supposed to be the negotiator and the money person here. Don't you keep track of these things?
Tazi, like, lifts the briefcase up and, like, turns it on its side and, like, kind of passes it over. You want to take a look?
Carell grabs it and puts it on her lap and flips it open. It's like, oh, that is a lot of credits.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9,000.
I mean, that's a lot.
2,000. Okay, so each of these stacks is 1,000. So 25, that's 25,000 credits.
So.
Okay, that's a lot for just, you know, bringing people to a planet so one of them can punch somebody. But, you know.
I mean, I'm not going to complain. I mean, this is a paying gig.
No. You know, I just thought of something. Is D4 technically a paid member of the crew? Does he get a share now?
I mean, all the crew members get a share, and D4 is a crew member, so.
Okay. So we each get 5,000 credits, with 5,000 going to the ship. Because the ship is technically a crew member.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's what we talked about, you know, what seems like, you know, eons ago.
Okay, well, and Carell hands you 5 stacks of 1,000 credits. Okay, I mean, we're ready to go. I can take the droids their share. A1's still handling all the ship stuff, so he'll get a double.
I mean, I guess, maybe hold on to it for now. We'll present it when we're in transit. How about that?
Sure. She latches the briefcase and slides it under her chair.
I mean, I'm sure they'll be thrilled to get paid. I know, I don't know what D4 will do with his money, but, or their money. I don't know what D4 will do with their money, but, I'm pretty sure A1 will probably gamble it away.
Or buy some more hats. It's his thing.
He does, he really does seem to like hats now. That's like, it's become a thing with him. I don't get it.
He had the top hat. Where did he get the one with the feather? That's what I don't understand.
I don't know. He wasn't clear on where that hat came from. I mean, sometimes it's better not to ask.
Okay, well, yeah, let's not ask. We're ready to go anytime you are.
All right. Well, let me get strapped in here. I'm actually going to actually put the belt on. All right. Tazi takes a seat in the pilot's chair and starts prepping the ship, flipping switches, pulling levers, tapping on dials.
Carell actually does belt herself in and then kicks on the comm for the ship. Attention, passengers and crew of the Kralitz Fang, we are about to take off. Please find yourself a safe place to sit and belt in. Thank you.
That was really professional.
Thank you. I'm taking a correspondence course in how to give better customer service.
I mean, it's working for sure. That's certainly much more eloquent than I would have put it.
Thank you.
Dude, you're welcome. All right, well, let's get going then. We've got clearance, right?
I mean, there's not really clearance to be had. It's more like we paid our bill. We're ready to go.
That's true. All right. Well, then let's punch it. And Tazi will engage the engines. Ship lifts off and, kind of makes a beeline for the skyline.
What are Quint and Zahn doing as the ship takes off?
Zahn, they said to sit down.
Crap. But I gotta get my candy. Zahn's picking up her snacks as fast as possible.
It lurches and Zahn goes flying.
That totally happens. Yeah, Zahn's picking up the candy as fast as she can. She's scrabbling. The ship lurches and she slides back against a wall.
Zahn, we can pick up the candy later. Just strap in.
But I need it for this trip.
Well, we're not going to be strapped in the entire trip.
Okay.
Quint reaches into her pocket and pulls out a couple pieces of Zahn's favorite candy.
You saved some.
What are you guys doing with the bracers? They're laying on the floor next to you.
Zahn probably accidentally kicked hers somewhere underneath something, trying to get her candy, and just forgot about it.
Quint will pick both of them up, think about it for a minute, and stick it in a pouch or in their luggage. You never know when things like that will come in handy.
What? Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Om nom nom.
All right. What do you guys want to do in hyperspace? You have some time?
When we get back to Coruscant, we do need to get the social detox out of impoundment.
Oh. We really kind of need to do that. But you have the credits, right?
I believe we have the credits, yes. Now that the bracers are off, we'll be able to access our own personal finances again.
Oh, I can buy things again.
Oh, we need to talk about that, honey.
But I need more things.
Sometimes in our lives, we have to make decisions about what to do with our money.
We spend it on really cool gadgets.
No, not always. For example, spending money to get your ship out of confinement is a wonderful use of funds. Using a hut as your personal ATM is not.
I just gotta go punch people for them and get other things and, you know, maybe do some unsavory business, but I get stuff.
Don't you think it would be better to be in business for ourselves again?
I would like not to have to wear that pretty bracelet anymore.
So, we're not going to be spending money on frivolous gadgets?
Okay, maybe like one every so many days?
Well, how about this? If you're very good on our next mission, I will let you buy one gadget.
Okay. And then we'll work to two eventually.
Yes, sure. Why not?
Okay. So, ship first, gadgets later.
Yes. Ship first, gadgets later. And we'll see if these folks on the Corral at Sphang might want to work for Gardula at some point. When you're doing it of your own free will, it's quite a good gig.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right on that. Ugh, it's been a while. Do you think they'll want to help? Do other stuff? Other missions?
Well,
I mean, that one, the Duros, he has good snacks.
He also keeps to himself, which I appreciate. And the other is a Jedi, which leads me to believe they'll be...
Friendly?
Friendly, yes.
I think they really need a friend. She was kind of grumpy.
Well, everyone seems a little bit grumpy.
It's probably just the mood and the setting. Things will get better.
Well, and they lost their former first officer.
Oh yeah, we did talk about that.
But we didn't figure out exactly what happened. But, based on the vibe, I do get the feeling that they left of their own accord, rather than died. There's too much anger.
Yeah, I don't like that feeling at all. We need to do something about that.
Well, we have time in hyperspace. Perhaps you would like to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Plan a party, perhaps. Keep yourself out of trouble.
Sometimes those things don't go together. But, yes. I'm gonna go find that kitchen area.
You're in the kitchen area.
I wasn't paying attention. And Zahn starts digging through things.
The droid also mentioned something about the D in D.
What?
Perhaps we'll have to find out what that is.
Maybe it's a gadget.
It sounded more like a game than a gadget.
Just throwing pots and stuff out of the cabinets.
Hello everyone, Tracy here. You may recognize me from the beginning of this episode. If you are enjoying Redemption Podcast, you may also enjoy my podcast, The Broadswords. We are an all-woman and non-binary actual play podcast on the One Shot Network. We are currently on our last season of our D&D campaign, and next year we are going to be launching our next campaign using Cypher System, and it's going to be sci-fi. We are so excited, and it is a perfect time to begin listening.
Is this thing on? Is this... Hello? Okay. This new comm console is complicated. Sorry, the red light means it's okay. Redemption is played using the Star Wars role-playing system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. You can follow the crew on Twitter at RedemptionPod, or check out the HoloNet page A1 set up for us at RedemptionPodcast.com. If you're enjoying our adventures, please leave a review for us in iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your podcatcher of choice. If you'd like to support the crew and you don't have a cargo run for us, you can always go to patreon.com/redemption and throw some credits our way there. Patrons get outtakes, help create NPCs for us, and get to play with us on occasion as well. Okay, that's all I gotta say. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I'm gonna stop this now. How do I stop it? A1? How do I stop this? A1?